sure plays a mean pinball. He stands like a statue, becomes part of the machine. Feeling all the bumpers, always plays clean. Plays by intuition, the digit counters fall. That deaf, dumb, and blind kid sure plays a mean pinball.
Oh, we'll get to Tommy in a second, but first let us introduce our guest for the next segment. Sean Stone is arts editor of Metroland. He joins us each and every Thursday to tell us what is happening on area stages and screens. It's always a pleasure to speak with him. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you?
Fine.
So tell us what you saw last week at Alive at 5.
Well, I tend not to go to the outdoor things until August because the face-melting heat of July is not anything I want to be associated with.
I don't blame you.
But I went to the final Alive at 5, which was a lot of fun. Blotto opened, the local band played one of their characteristic sets. And then Blue Oyster Cult was the headliner. And the funny thing about that, and the only reason I'm mentioning it is, you know, when a band is at that stage, they've been around for 40 years, they know what they're hired to do. They're going to come in and they're going to play their hits. So they played the three big hits. And then the rest of the show, they played all this crazy early stuff from their career, and I thought, you know, I'm looking at like half the audience has no idea what's going on.
Yeah. But
it was kind of delightful. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Well, good. It's even and I don't mean this as a shot at you, but, you know, for you to find something delightful, that's great.
Yeah, see, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, it was a lot of fun, you know, and it's, you know, it's a great setting. And I'm sorry it's over, but there's more outdoor stuff going on.
There's other stuff going on, and let us begin with what is happening tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, it's opening at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill. It's the Calayuga Arts production of The Killing and The Love Death, and this is two short plays by William Inge. So it's a revival of stuff that hasn't been seen very often. And then Friday through Sunday, something a little more family-oriented, we have Discovering the Dinosaurs at the Times Union Center, which seems to be part indoor theme park and part science fair.
Okay.
It's like giant dinosaurs and dinosaur rides, but they also have little archaeological things, you know, so it's sort of educational. There's sort of an educational component for the kids, you know, to sort of get their attention when they're not, you know, screaming in delight at these giant animatronic dinosaurs.
Times Union Center, Friday through Sunday. Dinosaurs.
And then at PS21 in Chatham, they're in the middle of their dance season, and they're hosting Gallum Dance, and that's Friday and Saturday night at 8 o'clock at PS21 in Chatham. Great. And then Friday and Saturday at the Comedy Works in Saratoga Springs, there's only one word for this, dynamite. Jimmy J.J. Walker, stand-up comedian, legendary TV star, will be performing Friday and Saturday night. And then Friday through Thursday at the Madison Theater, they're going to be showing Ken Russell's film of The Who's Tommy, which I hadn't seen in 30 years, and I watched it about 4 months ago, and it holds up pretty well. I mean, you know, it's the story doesn't make any sense, but it didn't on the record. And it's a lot of fun. Anne Margaret is actually really great. She actually deserved the Oscar nomination.
That's great. That's great. I just want to go back to Jimmy Walker for a second. Jimmy,
sure.
J.J. Walker. You know, I didn't know this was happening until I read your rundown this morning. And
right.
I can't tell you how excited I got in a very brief period of time. I just thought, oh my, I have to start rearranging the schedule. I don't know why I'm as excited about this, other than I've never seen the man perform live. But not only was he, you know, such a big deal in the 70s, you know, people like David Letterman, I believe even Jay Leno, got their start writing jokes for him.
Yeah.
He's been around for a really long time and is, I think, you know, underrated.
Yeah, he's still out there. He's still doing it, and it's kind of impressive. And you know, the younger people may not realize it. He was like a phenomenon for like four or five years, however long that show was on.
Yeah,
I mean, he was just a phenomenon.
Just really,
Good Times was the show actually.
Yes, Good Times with a Norman Lear production. Okay, so we'll get you back on track then. I'm sorry, brief detour.
Delighted to do it. Then Monday, they're showing The Graduate at Proctor's. And what I think is interesting, and what sort of the GE Theater at Proctor's, three screenings on Monday, what sort of ties it in is both Tommy and The Graduate are rated PG.
Hmm.
And they're very adult movies. And in fact, I just sort of did a double take after I watched Tommy when I realized it was rated PG. And I thought, okay, so like at the Madison, they're also still showing Inside Out, that kids Pixar kids movie, and that's rated PG. I cannot for the life of you tell you why that's rated PG. I mean, the ratings are just so completely degraded now. It's like you should not even pay any attention to them at all.
Yeah.
They make no sense. Anyway, there's my little rant.
All right.
And then on also Monday night, a concert series that had been not happening for many years, but is back at the Washington Park Playhouse, you know, where Park Playhouse is. They're going to have bands on Monday night. And Monday is Conehead Buddha, which is sort of a local legendary jam band with a big horn section. And then finally, we have a couple of new movies.
Okay.
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Yes.
Guy Ritchie. The trailer looks fun. Have you seen it?
I have seen the trailer. It looks great.
Great set design. I mean, great mid-century props and stuff.
It looks good. I'm holding out hope.
I know. And then Straight Outta Compton, which is the NWA biopic, you know, Eazy-E and Ice Cube and all those guys. It's getting great reviews. My only caveat is that it's 2 hours and 20 minutes long.
Oh, boy.
It's like every movie is 2 hours and 25 minutes long. It's like you knew that Fantastic Four was going to be a flop because it was an hour and 40 minutes. You know, they just cut it to an hour and 40 minutes so they could get as many screenings on as they could and take the money and run. Because every movie now is at least 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a good point. But most movies, then they're also usually 20 minutes too long.
Yes, yeah, that is so, absolutely true.
So, well, there's that. So a lot of good stuff out there.
Yeah. Summer's right. Going out with a bang.
Sounds like a good week. We'll find out, if you want to find out more about any of the events that we discussed, all you have to do is go to Metroland.net, Metroland.net. Sean Stone is the arts editor of Metroland. Sean, thank you very much for being with us. Great to have you here, and we'll talk soon.
You're welcome. Great.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.